The Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group says those purchasing toys this holiday season should watch out for three things: choking hazards, high levels of industrial chemicals, and excessively noisy toys. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there were 34 toy recalls so far this year. That's down from a high of 172 3 years ago, mostly because of lead. In this year's annual toy safety report by Wisberg, more than two dozen items were included, according to Director Bruce Spade.
This fall, Wisberg's researchers still found hazards on store shelves. Not all of the dangerous products that we found are actually violating the law.
That's because even stricter standards for allowable lead and phthalates don't apply to toys made before August of this year. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends a lead limit in toys that's less than half what the law now allows. But some Republicans opposed to what they call excessive regulation want Congress to approve all major rules.
The need for consumer safety should not be a political question or a partisan issue. We cannot, must not, weaken the most basic safety rules that protect America's littlest consumers.
Spade says toys to avoid include balloons for children under age 8. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says 40% of choking fatalities reported to the government between 1990 and last year involved balloons. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.